This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Game Time with Boomer Esiason. This week's guest is the Los Angeles Chargers undrafted superstar running back and receiving sensation, Austin Eckler. Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the NFL.
Today's guest is one of the NFL's great underdog stories. No one wanted him to play Division I college football. He wasn't invited to the NFL draft combine, let alone drafted. And now he's one of the most dangerous combination running backs in the league and the darling of fantasy football players everywhere. It's my pleasure to welcome Austin Eckler of the Los Angeles Chargers to Game Time. Austin, welcome.
Hey, Boomer, thanks for having me on. I'm really looking forward to it.
A lot of reasons to be excited about your team, the LA Chargers. And first and foremost has to be your new head coach, Brandon Staley. He comes in from the Rams. Did you know anything about him before he got the job at all?
Yeah, I did not know anything about Brandon Staley. When we hired him, I was kind of like, who is this guy? Kind of had to do some research on him. And then actually a few days after we hired him, he ended up calling me. Just want to talk and, talk about football, or not even football, talk about life, talk about his aspects, how he wants to run the team. I thought that was pretty special, just that he was reaching out just to kind of just, get to know me as a person before we talked any football. And then, as I've gotten to know him more and more now, he's really big in far as getting to know people, getting to know the people you're around, making sure we're all on the same page. And his saying is always our way. It's our way, right? It's our way. We always have to be on the same page, a collective agreement, so we can try to move forward in a pace and an actual demeanor that we all believe in.
You go from being undrafted, not even asked to go to a combine, and now all of a sudden you're thrust into this great offense with this new offense coordinator. You've watched Alvin Kamara grow up basically in this kind of offense that you guys are running right now. Can you see yourself doing the same things that Alvin has done in New Orleans?
Yeah, absolutely. Just watching even, Kamara, it came down to he was making plays, right? Joe's going to give you the ball if you can make plays. If you can be consistent and you can move the chains, he's going to give you the ball. And so we have playmakers all over the field, Jared Cook, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, that can do that, including myself. And so that's what I love about Joe. He's like, hey, I know what the talent is. Let me get you in a situation where you're at your best and get you the ball in that space. Then it's just up to us to capitalize on that. And I think that's how I would like it. Like, hey, give me an opportunity to go prove that I can, show that, hey, I deserve to be at this level, deserve to be running the ball for the Chargers.
We're going to talk a little bit about Phillip Rivers a little bit later on and Justin Herbert, your two quarterbacks that you've had the opportunity to play with, of course. But they also add Corey Linsley, a center from the Green Bay Packers this offseason. They add Rashawn Slater, an offensive tackle. You're healthy, new coach. There's got to be a whole new feel around the Chargers coming into this season now.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been a big emphasis as far as health. And, we have a lot of new faces coming into the season as far as just turnover from year after year. This is definitely the newest that I've seen it on when it comes to offense, new offensive line, a lot of young guys coming in for the draft, Justin Herbert coming back. So there's a lot of anticipation like, man, the Chargers have an opportunity to be very good. It's true because we have a lot of great players. It comes down to, hey, are we building the chemistry? Are we putting in the work? Are we actually going to be able to move as a unit and be efficient together and stay healthy? Which we have a chance coming up to actually prove that. Like I said, we don't know if we're a good team until we actually start playing. Like, we can practice and say, man, we look good. But until we actually, do it for real, it's all hype. And so I'm really looking forward to actually getting a chance coming up here in front of fans. Which is also a new aspect, man. It feels good to prove that, hey, the Chargers are for real.
All righty, we're just getting warmed up with the great Austin Eckler. Stay with us as Game Time continues right after this.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and this season new customers can bet $1 on any NFL game and get $200 automatically. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with promo code GAMETIME and place your bets now. The promo code is GAMETIME.
A lot of people really look at NFL as a big revenue driver, and it is, but I think it's even more important in that it really is where we get most of our new customers to try the product. And once we get them to try NFL, we try to get them to try the other sports. And I think people are surprised at how much fun they're having.
You're watching Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Geico.
Welcome back to Game Time, everyone. As Austin Eckler's NFL career blossomed, his backstory became the stuff of legend, and what a legend it is. He spent most of his childhood on a Colorado ranch where he and his half-brother Wyatt had to tend to horses, cows, chickens, and goats. And they had to mend fences and break ice in the winter so the animals could drink. And Austin, I got to imagine that was a tough growing up and that sports was an alternative for you.
Look, hey, I grew up in a rugged way as far as, growing up and learning how to work hard, which I'm very thankful for that lifestyle as far as my, ability to, put my mind to something and go for it. But yeah, kind of moved on from the ranch life, from the cowboy way, kind of just, found new passions in other places.
But a work ethic was developed though through all of that, wasn't it? 100%.
Long summers building fence, for miles. I think the longest job we ever did was 26 miles of barbed wire fence. And if you've ever tried to do that before, you'd know that it's a lot of hard work that goes into that, a lot of manual labor. But it wasn't always that. I definitely had sports as my getaway. And that was what I used sports to. That's why I did as many sports as I could. It's like, oh, I got to go to sports. Sorry, y'all. But definitely thankful for that lifestyle because the mindset has still stayed with me. I think that's what's really, I can contribute just my success today is where that started me out in life.
So how did you end up at Western Colorado?
Yeah. So coming out of high school, I thought I had a pretty good, senior and junior year, but really wasn't getting much attention from bigger schools or even like the D1 AA schools around my area. The one that was really close to me that I went to camps and all that stuff, they wanted me to come on as preferred walk-on to play corner. And it seemed to be the common theme between the even Division II schools coming to be like, hey, we come bring you in as an athlete. They didn't really know I was going to fit to their system. And then Western State came to me and they're like, hey, we want you to play running back. And I was like, let's go. They had my degree. I wanted to go into business. And then obviously, I had an opportunity to play the position that I've been playing forever. And then there was nine of us. There was nine of us when I first got there, and then they ended up moving three to different positions, and I ended up getting the starting job my freshman year.
You shattered all these rushing and scoring records in college, yet nobody asked you to go to an NFL combine, and I guess you kind of broke in on a Colorado Pro Day, is that right?
Yeah, I had a connection to a Colorado Pro Day and ended up doing pretty well at that. I just needed an opportunity because even at my school, I couldn't do a Pro Day because there was still too much snow. We don't have an indoor. There's too much snow on the field, right? It's up at, it's like 7,600 feet up in the Colorado Rocky Mountains is where I went to college at. And so I had to get into someone else's pro day. And then luckily I got into Colorado's through a few connections and ended up getting my opportunity to show what I could do as far as, because people are always like, what is it about Austin? Why is he Division II? Is he slow? Is he not very smart? Like, what is it about him that, they're trying to tag something on me. And then I went to my combine or the pro day and had amazing numbers. And they're like, okay, maybe this guy's actually legit. So it was a great opportunity, probably, one of the pivotal opportunities in my professional career.
Do you actually celebrate signing as an undrafted free agent?
Yeah. So, I mean, just signing in general, absolutely was a celebration, right? That was a lot of work that went into getting to that position to get an opportunity to show that, hey, let's see if I can play in the NFL. And it was even an opportunity for me to prove to myself, right? Like, I don't have anyone to really compare myself to in college because no one from my college went to the pros.
So you had to be like a camp body going to camp. And what did Anthony Lynn actually say to you when you first got there?
Coach Lynn didn't even know he didn't even know my name until I actually made the dang team, right? So that's the type of like look they had at me. I was sixth string coming into camp, sixth string running back, and there's only one running back that plays at a time, right? So you can imagine my reps were little to none. And so as far as me standing out, it came from, scout team special teams. And I just started to enforce my will. Like, hey, I can play at this level. Like, I can play here. And it took a lot of just me getting an opportunity, slight opportunity here, and I would take advantage. And they kept giving me more and more and more. And I kind of just continued to build up some of a reputation and just trust in the coaches that, oh, this guy might have some skills. And finally got to the preseason game and got some actual opportunities to play in a real live situation and continue to take advantage of opportunities was the theme for me.
What a great story. Okay, we'll return more with Austin Eckler right after these messages.
Brought to you by the Ford Bronco Sport. Built Ford tough. It's time for a change. Instead of working from home, work from your luxury suite at Midtown Manhattan's crown jewel, the Kimberly Hotel. Now offering special monthly rates with the most impeccable safety and hygiene protocols to keep you safe. Game Time with Boomer Esiason, brought to you by Geico.
Welcome back to Game Time as we continue with Chargers running back Austin Eckler. You know, 9-7 your rookie year, then you guys go 12-4, and I mean, that was a great season. You play with the great Philip Rivers. What was it like having a bona fide first ballot Hall of Famer as a quarterback and you as a rookie?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was incredible. You know, I've had both sides now, being with a veteran and then now being with a rookie. And after being with Justin for 1 year as a rookie, I'm like, wow, Philip really was a special guy as far as his knowledge of the game, how easy he made it for his players around him just because he knew what was coming. He would get us in the right positions as far as like checking protections, reading the defense, knowing if it's man or zone, just all these little things that listening to the defense. He'd be in there. We would be watching film. He's like, see how these guys are all lining up over here? It's because they want you to move the protection that way. They're actually moving it this way. And so he'd be on the game. He'd be like, oh, same thing. Hey, put it this way. And you'd be like, just his experience of the game. He just saw it differently because of the experience and just the care that he had and the passion of the game. And so he made it so easy on me because, you know, hey, Eckler, you know, you got these two guys. Like, I would know my job, but he would just reassure, you know, he just secured everything. He did it so fast, the speed that he did it, right? He's got to do all that, and he's got to call the play, and he's got to hike the ball within 40 seconds. And so it was just really special that to be, you know, I didn't realize how good I had it until he left and dealing with Herbert. Now it's like, okay, Herbert's got a lot of experience to catch up to, right? A lot of learning to do. And especially the quarterback position where there's so much on your shoulders. And so, yeah, definitely something I'll never forget, you know, playing with one of the legends.
So I heard a funny story that the first time that you saw Philip with his family, he's got so many kids around him. And I'm going to let you tell the story that you thought that, yeah. I guess he was given a tour of the stadium. Is that right?
Yeah. So as a rookie, coming in, I didn't really know anyone's family life. Those of you that don't know Philip's family life, he had at the time 9 kids. He might have 10 by now, who knows? But he had 9 kids, right? And I didn't know that. And so we're at our training, it was at our training facility. And he had, you know, I think they're all there, right? Just imagine, you know, someone out on the field with 9 kids around him. What would you think? Well, for me, I was like, oh, he's doing like some type of like little youth meet and greet, like, you know, hanging out with. And I was talking at the lunch table. I was like, you see Philip doing like some meet and greet or something? He's like, one of my old linemen is like, that's actually his family. I was like, wait a minute. This man has, that's his family. Like, yes, he has that many kids. Like, wow. All right. Good for him, Philip.
Oh, it's crazy. Man. I know. He is definitely a family man. No question. And like I said, a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll be back in a moment for more with Austin Eckler.
There are definitely differing views on gaming and betting. And I think the people who enjoy it really enjoy it. They're so passionate about it. And I think that tells you something. And over time, I think more and more people know people who partake in it, know how much pleasure and enjoyment they get out of betting on their favorite sports. And it's such a rampant illegal market activity as well that I think, you know, I'm just very happy that we've reached a point where, you know, states around the country are looking to take it out of the darkness and bring it into the light and, you know, looking forward to seeing continued momentum on that front.
Game Time with Boomer Esiason is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the NFL.
All right, welcome back, everyone. Although he's only 5'8" and 195 pounds, Austin Eckler pumps heavy iron as if he's sported a lineman's physique. Could you take a look at him? You could see how big he is. For his prowess in the weight room, Eckler's teammates have nicknamed him Pound for Pound. Why? Well, because they claim he's pound for pound, the strongest player in the NFL. All right, so Austin, let me ask you this. Pound for pound, what is your bench press? What's your max?
I don't really max anymore, but I did 315 the other day for 7 reps. So that was pretty good.
All right, how about your squat?
Squat max? See, I don't squat max because I don't like to go above like 455. I did 455 for 3 reps the other day, though. Getting a good pump in.
You know, you and your girlfriend put out some of the most unbelievable videos. You're viral all over the internet. Your workouts are legendary. Is this combining old school with new school when you're doing these things?
Absolutely is. You know, it's just like accumulation of, you know, the knowledge that I've learned from my past trainers, some new school, some old school, and just put it into kind of just a routine that works for me. I have to go through that with my trainers. Like, we just got a new strength and conditioning coach this year. I'm like, look, like I'm not like everyone else. Like, I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna lift more than everyone. I'm gonna lift more often than everyone. Like, you just gotta work with me here. Like, this is just what's worked for me. This is how I've gotten to this point. And they're like, well, you're gonna get tired. Like, no. Like, I've done this for 5 years now. This works. Like, I promise me it works. So it's funny because I definitely lift more than anyone on like the Chargers right now, as far as like the actual volume and the amount of workouts that I actually do. And it's been a passion of mine for years now. It's just been a part of who I am, as far as I just love being in the weight room. It's almost therapeutic for me. And then also, you know, plays a pretty, you know, hefty role into my job too. So that works out for me.
Yeah, it means dedication as well. You know, interestingly enough, you had an honest moment, and I read this and I couldn't believe it because I've never heard a player say something like this. Now, Christian McCaffrey for Carolina touched the ball 403 times 2 years ago. And you came out and you said, honestly, I don't know if my body could handle all of that, especially now in a 17-game season. I've never heard somebody say they want the ball less.
Hey, look, it still stands true today. Like, my body is not made for an entire NFL season from a running back standpoint to take every rep. Like, I'm not made like that. I get it. Like, Derrick Henry, Chris McCaffrey, guys like that, you know, Nick Chubb, like, Dalvin Cook, these guys, like, special. So much respect for these guys. Just my body, I just understand how my body works and I understand how much my body can take. And so that's, you know, what I've made over here, and I've made it apparent to the Chargers, like, look, like, I'm not going to be your full time. Like, you got to get someone in here that can also split carries with me over here. And it's looking for the longevity of my body as a player for the team and making me the most efficient. And then also taking care of myself just in the world, you know, as a human being as well. So I'm not scared to say it. I'll say it. Absolutely. I'm going to be out there on game day trying to make as many plays as I can when I'm in the game. But look, there's got to be a balance.
But you're telling me that, you know, if I want fantasy points in my fantasy league, I got to have you on my team and I got to make sure that I draft you.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Even with me splitting reps, my best year was like my third year as far as fantasy points. And I split carries with Melvin Gordon. Like, we split and I almost had 1,000 yards receiving. Right. So it's not like, oh, now he's, you know, he's not getting as many reps, so he's not scoring as many points. No. That's not how it works. Right. That's not what I'm saying. Right. I'm still going to be very efficient when I have the ball in my hands. I'm just saying you can't put everything into my hands as far as a running back for the entire season.
All right. We'll be back with our red zone drill with Austin Eckler right after this.
Drive into Manhattan for an unforgettable staycation at Midtown Manhattan's luxurious Kimberly Hotel. Treat yourself to New York City without the crowds, protected by our highest safety and hygiene protocols to keep your family safe. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and this season new customers can bet $1 on any NFL game and get $200 automatically. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with promo code GAMETIME and place your bets now. The promo code is GAMETIME. We're back to Game Time, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official partner of the NFL.
All right, folks, we're back with Austin Eckler, who told Sports Illustrated last year that he missed football during the shutdown, but he added that he wasn't bored. Now, you've been called a voracious content creator and tech forward disruptor during the COVID shutdown. You formed a video game streaming business, Gridiron Gaming Group, that allowed NFL players to connect with fans. You're all about connecting with the fans. I love this. So who's the best gamer in the NFL?
Ooh, see, people always think that I'm a really good gamer, but they don't understand that I don't use gaming because I'm really good. You know, I use gaming to connect. Like I want to connect with people. Most of the people I'm playing with, my fans and stuff, they're way better than me. So I cannot say me. Definitely not me. I would probably say Derwin James is probably the best Madden player in the NFL. Won several tournaments between actual NFL players. I think he beat Tyreek Hill for some type of tournament or something. But then Tyreek Hill is also good. And then Ben Kurt is also very good. Green Bay Packers backup quarterback right now. Yeah.
All right, good. So do you actually – I don't understand you guys why you do this, but this is okay, but I'm going to ask you this question. Your Madden rating, are you happy with your Madden rating?
Man, I do not look at my Madden rating at all. I know what it is because the Chargers make a big deal. Like, hey, racked your Madden rating. I'm just like, yeah, like Madden. I love it. It's another way. It's kind of like fantasy football. It's another way for us to get in front of them. But here's the thing. Like, my Madden rating is – dependent on me, them comparing me to other people, whether I agree with it or not, I can't change it. So I can't really control it. So I feel like don't get, you know, too involved in things you can't really control and get really, you know, upset about it. The only thing I am upset is they made me look terrible in the game. I don't know if you saw the picture of my character, but I saw Keenan Allen's character, one of my teammates, and it looked amazing. Then I saw mine. I was like, that is not even me.
Something to complain about for sure. You know, you're a great combination running back, but what I see is a Renaissance man on my screen. And I appreciate you taking the time to speak to me today and everybody out there watching. We'll see you again next time, real soon, right here in Game Time with Arizona Cardinals record-setting kicker, Matt Prater. You majored in energy management, and then you did go back and get your courses in oil and gas economics. Now, can you explain to me why I'm paying so much more for gas these days?
Supply and demand. Supply and demand. And then, shoot, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. But no, that's not what I was doing with economics. I was definitely dealing with, like, private landowners and things like that. But, yeah, I know it's crazy right now out here in the world.